Hello and welcome to the Heart Song Yoga Podcast. I'm Kelly.
And I'm Sarah. And we thought today we'd chat about the warrior pose. Yes.
It's an interesting pose.
Yeah. And I'm doing it I've just sort of done it this week with a group. So just in the Drew tradition, Warrior One, sort of reversed around in different traditions, but working with Warrior One, which is the first sort of basic warrior.
Yeah. So that's the one with the arms out, in case someone is familiar with the Drew process. Warrior sort of stance and then arms out to the sides, and then you bend the front knee and gaze out over that hand.
Yes. Yeah.
So that's the Drew Warrior One, which I think typically in a lot of other schools is Warrior Two.
Yes. Yeah, which is quite confusing, but that's just how it is.
It makes sense in the Drew flow, because then you go into Warrior Two with the arms overhead, and then that all sort of leads quite nicely into Warrior Three with the balance on one leg.
It does, and that's a nice sequence. It's a very strengthening sequence.
Mm.
Yeah, I like it. It works.
Yeah, well. I like it as a sequence. Mm. I mean, I don't mind just doing this sort of warrior, this one or two, the main warrior, maybe we can call it.
Yeah.
With the arms out to the sides and gazing forward over the bent leg. I don't find it as, it's powerful, but I probably enjoy it much more in a flow than as a static pose.
Yeah, yeah. It's
like the warrior energy should move. You don't want to be stuck in that space.
True, but it's an interesting thing to experiment with when you get into Warrior One, which we'll call it what we use, you know, in the Drew version, and then you just sort of take your time to sort of open your feet to the earth and then bring in some isometric element to it. So you then start to push down into the earth and bring some tension into your legs, up into your hips.
Yeah.
And then there is that sort of deeper connection, and then you can sort of settle the upper part of the body. Because it's easy to sort of bring your shoulders up if you can sort of let them settle and just unlock your elbow. It's very easy to go into locking joints, I find.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. In the warriors. So then it's like just softening and pulling back a bit and finding the strength. It's almost like being relaxed in the strength of it.
Mm.
Mm.
Yeah, it's another one of those paradoxical things, isn't it?
It is.
You want to be very strong but relaxed.
Yes.
And
you don't want to be
that's where the peace comes from, and that's where your sustainability in any pose comes from as well. Like if you are tight, like you can be tight, like you can have muscles really working quite hard, but if you're mentally tight in that, you can't stay there for long. So if you want to be able to really settle into a pose and stay there, you have to be quite relaxed.
You do. It's finding that balance, and that's what you need to be able to meditate really well anyway. You need to be energized and relaxed. So if you are too tired, you won't be able to achieve it. So it's like, it's just finding that space of being, you know, in that warrior energy. You actually have to be very grounded and very focused, but also you don't want to be in that, like you just said, that agitated form. It's like finding the steady wisdom, the steadiness, that steady groundedness in the warrior that gives you a place to rise from that's grounded, centered, and present.
Mm. Yes, present is interesting because I find it to be a very forward-thinking pose. In Warrior One. Warrior Two and Warrior Three less so, but they're more of a flow. So. Yeah. I think it works quite nicely in terms of Warrior Three being a balanced pose, and there's a bit of element of balance to all of it because you've got you've got a wide base kind of in one direction but very narrow in the other. So you're sort of moving in between two panes of glass like a triangle almost, and that requires balance as well. But in Warrior Three, where you're on one leg, balance poses are all about presence.
They are. Yeah. So
if you're not extremely present, you can't stay in a balance.
Yeah.
But Warrior One, I find, is much more forward projecting.
Maybe because you're looking out. You're looking more out as opposed to the gaze going more upward in Warrior Two.
Mm.
And then you've got your balance focus. So you're very much more inward focused for that third stage of it. And I always, I mean, I do vary this a little bit in as far as coming from warrior one to two, I don't keep the narrow stance. I'll pick up my back foot and move it because of the hip placement.
Yeah.
Just to get the stability there. So having that width, having the hip width that you need is really important.
Yeah, I think it's it is less of a balance than a triangle. Even in Warrior One, the base is not as narrow as that. And and you adjust for yourself, you know.
Yeah. Like
those sorts of things. There's no rules about where you need to put things to be doing the pose correctly. You put things where your body says they want to go.
Yeah.
And within, you know, obviously you pay attention to alignments and that are important for joints. And but if you're listening to your body, well, you'll know what they are.
And also it's almost like that self-inquiry. Because I'm not one for going around and adjusting, but quite often people say, oh, was I doing it right? And it's almost like then, well, let's stop and reflect on what would a warrior feel like? You know, what do you feel like when you're in there? Do you feel warrior-like? It's almost like, can you do that self-inquiry as opposed to have I got it right or wrong? What would I need to feel like to be a warrior of whatever you are, a warrior of peace or
I've always found that an odd concept to connect with.
Warrior of the earth.
I never really think of it as a warrior.
And
I think probably just a cultural association of warrior fighting.
You think of it as that, whereas I think of it as a warrior of the earth. Like you want to be really grounded and centered, and I'm holding space with the earth right now. I'm a warrior of the earth, or I'm a warrior of the light. So I want to be grounded into the earth and hold this light.
But to me, saying that implies that you're fighting for a value or an ideal. And that doesn't mean that that's what that means to you. That's just how I'd take it. So mentally for me, I have to adjust my thinking about that. And so I don't, like, I'm doing what looks like a warrior pose, but to me it's a strength finding pose.
And
I don't think of warriors. I don't find that that serves me, even though I believe my name historically is connected to warriors.
But that's funny.
Yeah, it's so I guess I feel like I don't need more of that, perhaps. And so what I'm looking for is a sense of groundedness and a sense of strength and a sense of moving forward with purpose.
Which it does.
Which is a big part of what the warrior gives you.
Now, I liked what you added to it.
Yes. With the reverse warrior.
Yes.
Not in the Drew flow, but it does definitely fit into the Drew flow. And it's a really nice one that I've come across in a couple of classes lately, more just like that sort of flowing vinyasa or hatha styles. And the what I really love about it is it comes back to that forward thinking. So the reverse warrior, if you haven't done it, is you're in warrior one and with your arms out and you're looking forward over the bent leg, and then you lift slightly out of the legs and you, it's a very slight, but don't overdo it, back bend, and you take your back hand down the leg and the front arm comes up and arches overhead, if that makes sense. Probably best to Google it so you can see what it looks like. But what I really love about it is you have this really strong forward focus in warrior one, and then it inverts that. So the reverse warrior does, there's a lot of vibrating going on next door. As a reverse warrior really just flips that thinking around. So it requires a certain flexibility of mindset. And it's very heart opening because you're lifting and you're opening your chest. And it really brings in a sense of dynamic movement and mental space for me.
Found it to be very side opening. I think it, and when I stayed in there, I'm sort of experimenting a lot at the moment with all my movements where I'm pushing, you know, from the navel, I'm pushing down and from above, I'm rising up. So I've got that pushing down into the earth at the same time rising up and getting that sort of spiral movement happening. So I was practicing that while I was doing it. And it's a beautiful variation to use that for. Push down through your legs. And then to, while you're pushing down, lifting up and opening as one hand's back on your thigh and the other one's on your back of your leg and the other one's coming over. I found it was very opening for the ribs and also into the lung.
Yes. The spiral would be is an interesting sort of thought. There is a gentle spiral to it.
It is gentle.
It's fine.
Yeah.
I think the key with it is keep it gentle. It's not an extreme position. And it's a really nice one to do as a flow back and forward. So you can go from warrior one into the reverse warrior and back and do that a few times. And that's quite a nice breath work as well. You breathe out as you go into the warrior one, you breathe in as you lift, you breathe out into the reverse warrior, and then repeat. That's quite a nice practice to do.
Yeah.
But it also flows very well in the Drew sequence if you then go on from the reverse warrior to warrior two.
It does, yeah. It's a nice addition. Since I've been playing around with that, it's hard not to do it now. It's hard to imagine not doing it now.
Yeah, I find it's like, for me, this is the warrior in this sense is all about like temporality. So warrior one is that forward focus. Reverse warrior is almost looking back in gratitude, you know.
Yeah.
And then you go into warrior two and then three, which is increasingly coming back to the present. So there's a lot of connection to all that is really in the sense of you're very grounded in the warrior, but you're also, there's a lot of reach. There's a lot of lift.
There is. If you want to get an image of it, you can Google and you'll get very quickly, you'll be able to see what the reverse warrior looks like, and then perhaps, you know, play with that and give us any feedback as you play with that, because we'd be interested in hearing what you feel from it.
Yes, it's worth playing with. And it doesn't have to be extreme. Some of the images, as you know, when you look into yoga images, they can be quite strong and quite extreme and a lot of lock joints. And so don't take it that far.
Good point.
Be very gentle with yourself, be very self-inquiring, and just sort of use your breath and move slowly and stop before you get to the full extent of your reach.
Yeah.
And that will give you a good sense of what this does for you and what you want out of it. Like, are you doing it right? Well, that depends on whether it feels good.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah, good points. Lots to explore there, and many layers. There's so many layers to it.
I feel like we've just sort of started a discussion here and we could probably go on for an hour.
We probably could, but maybe what we could do is go away and do a bit more exploration of it. And encourage everyone out there listening to do the same and come back and discuss it some more.
Yes, and ask us questions if you have any.
Yes,
We can address those.
Yeah.
And I do apologise if the roadworks next door are coming through. It's a lot of compacting going on, I think, and reversing sensors at the moment.
That's all right. We can cope with that. We're warriors.
We can.
Well, have fun with that, and look forward to chatting to you again next week.
Yes, we will. Thank you for listening.
Bye.
Bye.